So with that, I am very honored to welcome Ray DeVries.
Jessica, thank you very much for your introduction here. So I would like to turn the clock back a few years, 1965, and Sunday lunches. You see, 1965, that was a few years ago, and I realize there's at least two people here that weren't around at that time. So I will clue you in just a little bit. Okay? See, I lived on a dairy farm. And you could say that's a really steady job. And so Sundays, for us, started Saturday afternoon. So on Saturday afternoon, after lunch, we would get the silage all lined up for the cows. We'd get all the bales stacked up. Sunday morning, we'd get up bright and early. We'd milk the cows. We'd push our feed in, and the cows were fed. And that means we got from about 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock off. Okay? And so this was our social life. And what would happen every single Sunday, we'd hop in the car, go off to how do we describe this one? We go off to the Dutch version of the Presbyterian Church, along with all the other Dutch immigrants. There would be a keynote speaker, and they would always work on, enjoy your life, and the next one is help your neighbor. Those are always the two topics. Now, once church was over, everybody separated into their little groups. The men were always outside in the rain smoking cigarettes. Okay? The women were the smarter ones. They were inside the church, being with the kids, socializing, and doing other things. And this lasted about a half hour. Everybody would be done socializing, and then oftentimes we would go to somebody's house after church. We would go to someone's house, and we would, visit there. And as a kid, I remember some of these great conversations. Now, part of the thing that you have to remember is, as I was a 12-year-old kid, all right, 1965, that was me. And as a 12-year-old kid, I remember these Sunday lunches with other farm families. About eyeball height, there would be this big layer of smoke because all the guys would be, smoking and talking. And some of these conversations that would be going on would be, the neighbor's building a new cow barn. It's going to hold 80 cows. Another one is, Ralph, you got the fourth highest producing cow in Skagit Valley. This pea silage must be working really pretty good. And then news events would also show up. There's a report out that says cigarette smoking could cause cancer. No. I've been smoking for 25 years, and I'm not dead. And then the conversations would go on about 2:30 in the afternoon. The next thing that would happen would be time for a farm tour. The guys would get out, go for a farm tour, and take a look at what the other guy's farm looked like. So what this really comes down to is every single Sunday was like a tilth conference. Seriously, this is how everybody shared their news and their information. Okay, that brings us to today. Did you know that this past week, the Trumpeter Swans, they came back to Skagit County? I saw my first ones this week. So we were working on the Swans are back. Harrison Hot Springs. Remember last year we got this really nice gift certificate to Harrison Hot Springs? And we, Becky and I, really enjoyed ourselves. But while we were there, I was busy reading the Globe and Mail. And you know what I learned in the Globe?